Good evening. Merry Christmas. You all look relatively calm. You must have all your shopping done. Not really, not. Well, welcome to our candlelight service. We're so glad you decided to join us tonight, and we pray that it's going to be a blessing for you through the readings, through the songs, through our candlelight gathering. We will have a candlelight out in the patio at the end of the service, and we will, during the singing of the last hymn, the choir will lead us out. You will get your candles on the way out and light them outside, and there will be people passing them out, and then we will gather in the patio. So once again, welcome, and we are so delighted that you have decided to join us, and we look forward to telling the story once again and to hearing all the songs and carols. So to get us started, the Emma Circle girls will start us off. Thank you so much. And now to lead us in the liturgy and the lighting of the Christ candle.
We have circled the wreath. In the last four Sundays, we have lit candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. What remains is the Christ candle.
As we do with the animals, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, and all creation, who journeyed to see the newborn king, we too join together to experience his beauty and majesty.
Please join with me together in this prayer. Wondrous God, we look forward to this day each year, that we may be filled with your love and light. We welcome in your grace and mercy that warms and covers your earth with peace. As we worship and adore you this night, we call upon your spirit to overcome all darkness, that your mighty miracles would enter those places of strife, that all who are hurting and helpless, hopeless, be given faith and renewed strength. Dawn upon your creation with your glory through your Son. Amen. Angels we have heard on high, let us stand. Let's lift our voices in praise. Seated.
Our first scripture reading this evening is from Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families and of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The word is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
We are no longer lost, 'cause he has come.
Our next scripture is from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The next scripture is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Our next scripture is Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
So you can turn to number 219 in the hymnal. What child is this? Let us bow together. Glorious God, we are grateful that we can lift our voices, that we can open our hearts, and that we can hear your word and receive of your beauty and majesty and glory. We are filled with so many images and illustrations of your story. We see and we feel and we experience the colors and the flowers and the flavors. And we take in all the themes of your truth. We are thankful that we can be in this place, that we can share in the diversity of our family, the different ages and generations as they share their talent, as we hear tunes and lyrics, those traditional and those non-traditional and new to us. We cannot help but smile and rejoice and just feel your love wafting through each one of us. We're also grateful for the variety of instruments that we can share, piano, organ, drum, guitar, of course, human voice. All these are good gifts that you have blessed us with. So we are grateful, we are thankful. Though we praise you and though we adore you and honor you, we also come tonight confessing. Confessing from the past year. A year in which we probably did not worship you enough. A year in which we did not pray enough. A year in which we did not give enough or serve enough as we should have. We know that your world is hurting, and without your servants and your agents and instruments, ministry and mission cannot be done. And so we confess our shortcomings and our failures and our frailties and our regrets. Yet, O Lord, we know that in your steadfast love and in your compassion and in your unconditional love, you still accept us, you still receive us, and you still love us. We know that you hear our confession. We know that you listen to our shortcomings, and you still love us. You loved us so much that you became flesh and that you sent your Son to be with us and to teach us and to lead us and guide us and show us the way to live. So as we continue through this evening and through this worship, we praise and we confess and we receive your forgiveness. We also pray on behalf of a world that is lonely and empty and in want. A world that is crying out. A world that has experienced crisis and calamity and tragedy. A world that is beset with wars and conflict and economic turmoil and oppression and injustice and hurt and pain. So we just pray for this world. And we pray that through your providence and your guidance that you would intervene. And that not only is this time a time of miracles, but that the miracles will be continuing each day. And that we are living proof. So help us to set aside our differences and our divisions and help us to work with one another and help us to be together. Help us to be a source of compassion and peace and justice. Help us to witness to your welcoming and accepting love. As we pray for the world, as we pray for our communities and neighborhoods, as we pray for our families, and as we pray for our friends and those near to us. Receive our prayers, spoken and unspoken, with our whole being and all our might. We pour ourselves before you, and we offer the prayer that was taught to us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, like the three kings, the wise men that journeyed to present their gifts, we offer our own tokens of joy if our ushers would come forward.
Thank you.
us pray. Gracious God, precious Lord, we have journeyed all these days and weeks to reach this point. At times the load has been easy and steady. At times we have bore our burdens, dragged the load of heaviness. But now we take a moment to give our gifts of love with excitement, contentment. Receive our labors, our toils, our sacrifices. May our monetary offerings increase good tidings and goodness. May it affect change and growth and improvement. May it bless and touch many lives. Instill in each one of us a desire to renew our serving, to increase our devotion, and to further bring your kingdom on earth. In your holy name we ask and pray. Amen.
Our last scripture is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, As people exult with dividing plunder for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor you have broken on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pause. O God, we do give thanks for your word. Your word, which is so intricate, complicated, sometimes simple, sometimes deep, but always helpful and useful. And so may what is proclaimed and said and done be glorifying to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you look throughout many of the scripture passages, it talks about light, the light that is shining life. Christmas is a time when we bring out our lights. Whether it's on our Christmas tree or hanging from our house outside, or as we light our Advent candles or our candles at home, an assortment, we are fascinated by it. We are fascinated by the flame. We are drawn to the beaming and the blinking and the sparkling and the twinkling of lights. When I first went to the Philippines to meet Marlu, my wife-to-be, a few years ago, there are two events that stand out related to light. Both of them were at the edge of the Mall of Asia, if you've been there, on the water's edge looking out at Manila Bay. The first one was a fireworks show, where different countries were competing and they had fireworks choreographed to music. It was the best fireworks that I've ever seen. Lights were bursting and erupting in the black backdrop of the sky. The second time was when we spent one afternoon just along that park, and we concluded that day along the boardwalk to see the sunset. Both times we were drawn to the light as darkness and light intersected and overlapped. And not only were we drawn to the light, but surprisingly, there were lots of people there, whole crowds taking pictures, videos. People with their friends and families trying to capture that moment and to take in the beauty. And people were there to experience something fantastic and magnificent and majestic beyond the plain and mundane of ordinary life. And I'm sure you have had your moments when you have been in front of a great fireworks display or seen just a tremendous sunset. It's no coincidence that the writer of these scriptures, including the book of John in chapter 1, where it says that Jesus is the true light, which comes into the world and enlightens every person, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. God sent a man named John to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. Now, scientists can explain light and what it is. It's a collection of electromagnetic radiation wavelengths involving photons and particles and movements and speed. And there's frequencies and there's formulas, and it says what it is. But I'm not a scientist, and I can't explain it. In fact, I almost flunked biology and chemistry and physics. Way over my head. But what science can't do is explain beauty and mystery and majesty and glory of light. Science can elaborate on the facts, on the statistics, on the measurements. But science can't explain how light affects emotions and attitudes, how light influences good behavior and generous actions. All we know is that we experience light and we are drawn to it. And that light gives life. And God is light, and the scientist cannot explain how God and light are connected. Last week, Marlou and I went to an open house in La Crescenta, and we saw a private rock collection by this couple named the Poplars. And they had this one crystalline salt mineral halite, and apparently it came from the foothills of the Himalayan mountains, which is supposedly 250 million years old. And there's this huge salt crystal, it's about that big. And the salt crystal, they were saying, is a natural ionizer, which gives off good negative ions. So according to some scientific magazines, these negative ions improve the air quality. They can remove dust and even eliminate some of the bacteria associated with it. Some Europeans report the improvement in respiratory problems when you're exposed to salt in the salt caves and the mines. And when the salt is warmed up, when illuminated with electricity or by a candle, then a higher number of negative ions and ionizing occurs. And the bottom line is that well-being is created similar to those negative ions that are plentiful and abundant in the ocean or even in the mountains. And so metaphysically, the salt enhances goodwill, it elevates our mood and ameliorates mood swings and diminishes negativity. So at this open house where we were at, we saw this salt crystal, and what they had done was hollowed it out and put a light bulb inside of it, and so it spreads these good energy and light. We bought one, actually. That is the effect that Jesus has on us. When Jesus is inside of us, shining out, producing positive energy to the world. God's light shines and produces those good ions. Somehow that will negate the negativity, producing joy and well-being. So on this Christmas Eve, we are drawn to the light, and we tune into the light, and we take in the light. I came across Walter Brueggemann in his book, The Bible Makes Sense, and he had a discussion about this topic of wilderness. He said, wilderness is a place of precariousness, and in the wilderness, there's no food, there's no defense or resource, and in the wilderness, death is certain. But at the same time, God is present. God, surprisingly and unexpectedly, without explanation, is able to provide food. And the Bible doesn't try to explain it, but only articulates that this is amazing. And wilderness and darkness are synonymous. But darkness is worse. No food, no defenses, no resources, but yet God pierces the darkness with glowing and warming light by this one baby Jesus. It can't be explained. It can only be experienced. So what are we to do? We are to draw close to that light, to behold it, not just look, but behold, and to take in the Spirit and the energy and His life-giving light. Then we go out, and as we see the stars and the sun and the moon and the ray of lights, we are a light as well. And we are reminded that God loves us and gives us light and empowers us to the light of the Son of God. Amen. Okay, we have one more song, and somewhere during the hymn, the choir will go out first, and then you all can make your way out to the patio, and you will receive a candle out in front, and then make your way up the ramp to the patio. And please be careful with your papers and the candle and the hot wax, and make sure not to set each other on fire. So let us stand and sing Joy to the World, 246.